It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators are heading back to Washington and considering whether the Senate will move ahead on a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republican Cory Gardner dodged the question at a candidate forum Saturday. Democrat Michael Bennett said people should be inspired by Ginsburg's legacy, but also
be enraged by what Mitch McConnell and his allies in the Senate are doing.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised that a Trump nominee will get a vote in the Senate, even with the election less than 2 months away. In 2016, McConnell refused to allow a vote on an Obama Supreme Court nominee, citing that year's presidential election, which was then more than 7 months away. Lawyers for RTD appear in court this morning in a high-stakes trial. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
There's a lot on the line. The contractor that built and operates RTD's A-Line is suing the agency for $111 million. The company says RTD owes it that amount because of cost overruns related to safety issues and lost revenue. RTD, meanwhile, has countersued for $27 million. Lawyers for the two sides will appear in Denver District Court this morning when the case goes to trial. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The U.S. Geological Survey is installing a system of rainfall monitors in Glenwood Canyon in the area that burned during this summer's Grizzly Creek fire. The fire raised the risk for flash floods and landslides that could close Interstate 70. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Jason Keene is one of the USGS hydrologists who's been installing these rain monitors in recent weeks. He says the canyon is at risk of landslides now, with a rain event as small as 0.2 inches in 15 minutes. Make no mistake, that's not a light sprinkle, but it's not huge either.
That's a garden variety storm. That storm could happen several times a year. That's a problem.
Keene's team is using data from the monitors to create more accurate landslide prediction models over time. Those models will help CDOT decide when the interstate should be closed as a preventive measure. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The still-burning Cameron Peak Fire has forced more evacuations west of Fort Collins. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office notified residents of Red Feather and Crystal Lakes to leave the area Sunday afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.